from Sound Sports Net, our friend JJ Jensen, who's got a, we were previewing this last week, JJ. It's for all the marbles in the SPSL. You got the Mountain Division leader. You got the Sound Division leader, Franklin Pierce and River Ridge, going head to head. Two teams ranked in the top seven in the state. What happened tonight, man?
Yes, indeed. It was a battle royale early. Franklin Pierce was quick to strike very early. They wasted no time. A 22-yard pass play from Willie Patterson, Alex Bing. Bodish with a PAT kick, giving Franklin Pierce the early 7-0 lead. And then turning right around, a 31-yard pass play from River Ridge for Sanders to Braverman, and a PAT kick by Matt O'Leary tied it up at 7-7. River Ridge takes the lead at 5 minutes in the second on a half-back option from Trayvon Dorfner to Ryan Blash. PAT kick good, making a 14-7 River Ridge, and the Hawks extended the lead with 52 seconds remaining in the second quarter on a 4-yard touchdown run by Trayvon Dorfner. O'Leary with a PAT kick. River Ridge had the lead going into the half, into the locker room at 21-7. And then going right from there, Franklin Pierce on their first possession in the second half, a 69 touchdown run by Schaefer. Bonus with a PAT kick, cutting River Ridge's lead. It was 21-14, River Ridge over Franklin Pierce. River Ridge extended the lead at 27-24 on an 82-yard kickoff return by Ryan Blash. But the PAT kick was no good.
Uh-oh.
Wide to the right. And that's when Franklin Pierce started taking advantage of opportunities when River Ridge was having miscues at 5:15 in the fourth. Scotland Weiss, he's a lineman, but they lined him up at fullback, and he punched it in from a fullback dash at 2 yards out to cut the lead of River Ridge at 27-21. Bodish with a PAT kick to get it to that score at 27-21. And at the end of regulation time, actually 15 seconds remaining in the ball game, a 36-yard punt by River Ridge put Franklin Pierce in a golden opportunity to start the drive on their own 27-yard line, and it ended on a 42-yard touchdown pass.
Oh, wow.
To Mason Starling at the end of regulation, making it 27-27 tie with zeros on the board. Then a sideline interference penalty on Franklin Pierce put the football back. A third and an offside penalty by River Ridge on the ensuing play put the position at a 32-yard field goal for, I'm sorry, a 32-yard point after touchdown
point,
for Cameron Dallas to win it. 28-27, Franklin Pierce takes the number one seed in the SPSL.
Unbelievable. It was all you could have possibly hoped for, JJ.
It was River Ridge had opportunities, but they did not execute on certain occasions. It kind of went away from the normal running game, and which was very potent. But they tried to go to the wall too many times to the air and ended up with an interception, as well as turning it over on downs. And Franklin Pierce had the golden opportunity to strike, and most certainly did it in dramatic fashion in front of a capacity crowd here at Southfield, Southside Stadium in Lacey.
Beautiful. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good week.
See you next week. JJ Jensen with maybe the game of the night right there.